You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage is from the first letter of Peter, chapter 2, verses 19 to 25. For this is a gracious thing, when mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if when you sin and are beaten for it you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This passage is very rich and packed, so I will quickly go over a few ideas that it brought to my mind, and I will go through the passage backwards, starting from the end and going back to the beginning. In verse 25, Peter likens us to sheep who had gone astray. And this reminds me of Jesus' words in yesterday's meditation, "I am the good shepherd." Jesus is the shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep, who leaves the 99 sheep for the one who had strayed. And in Isaiah 53, which has a lot of parallels with this passage, we see something similar being said. Isaiah says, "All of us like sheep had gone astray. Every single one of us have turned to our own way instead of following the Lord, but he did not leave us. As the good shepherd, he went after us to bring us back to him." And if we look at the verse before that in today's passage, we see how Jesus has accomplished that by bearing our sins in his body on the tree. And again, Peter is echoing the words of Isaiah 53. "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed." Through what he suffered for us, Jesus enabled us to die to sin and live to righteousness. And in the two previous verses, verse 22 and 23, Peter describes the manner through which Jesus endured suffering. Even though he himself had not sinned, he accepted the suffering that he was subjected to out of obedience to the Father, entrusting himself to him as the just judge. And again, the words of Isaiah 53 come to mind. "He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth." And going on back to verses 19 to 21, we see that Peter is setting Jesus as an example for us and telling us that we are meant to follow in his footsteps. And Jesus says the same to us. In John 15, he says, "If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you." And even more, Jesus calls us blessed when we suffer for his sake. This is from Matthew 5. "Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." It is indeed an honor to undergo injustice, persecution, and suffering for the sake of the Lord. In Acts 5:41, the apostles rejoiced that they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. So as we enter into Holy Week in a couple of days and focus our attention on what Christ did for us in offering his life for our sins in perfect obedience to the Father, let us ask the Lord for grace to imitate him and to follow in the path that he walked.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.